The United States, under international law, has an inherent right of self-defense, as recognized in Article 51 of the United Nations Charter and Article 21 of the OAS Charter, which entitles us to take measures necessary to defend our military personnel, our United States nationals, and U.S. installations. Now, I don't need to review for you the events of the declaration of war, what happened to the Marine, and so forth, and another time, because I've said what happened. But those actions gave us the right to take the steps necessary to remove this threat. And the threat was greater than that was evidenced solely by those actions. In taking the actions that we've taken, we consulted the legitimate democratically elected government of Panama, which welcomed our actions. Furthermore, the United States has both the right and, for that matter, the duty to protect and defend the canal under Article 4 of the Panama Canal Treaty, to which the government of Panama, of course, gave its consent. Did the declaration